This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Drug Enforcement Agency is moving to reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug. John Schroyer is senior reporter for Green Market Report in Denver. He says reclassifying cannabis would mean the U.S. recognizes the drug for its medical value.
That's the biggest thing, and it would mean that cannabis theoretically could be prescribed by doctors.
Colorado was one of the first states to legalize medicinal and recreational cannabis. Even if it's reclassified, the drug would still be illegal under federal law. The union for bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and classroom aides in Jefferson County is at an impasse in contract negotiations. The union is asking the school district to stop outsourcing to private companies and to prioritize healthy food and increase staffing in schools. The union's president, Xander Kashub.
The continued maintenance of dangerously low staffing levels has had a direct impact on our children's health, education, and safety.
The district says it welcomes that a third-party mediator will enter negotiations, something they say they've been asking for since February. A new medical college at the University of Northern Colorado is one step closer to being a reality. Lawmakers have agreed to spend more than $250 million on construction of UNC's new osteopathic medicine facility, as well as expanding medical and veterinary training at three other campuses. The state will fund the projects through a form of bonds known as lease purchase agreements. The financing arrangement now heads to Governor Polis for his signature. Fair skies in Boulder this hour with temps in the 70s. Expect a chance for thunderstorms there tomorrow afternoon. This is CPR News.